Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
And now, the moment we've all been holding our collectively bated breath for. You better believe it, big guy.
Isn't this a happy day?
Oh, joy. These people are driving me positively nuts.
Happy, 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 hey!
Okay, 7 o'clock. That sounds great.
Aubrey!
You sure it's no trouble to pick me up?
What are you doing, honey?
Yeah, hold on. Cassidy and I are going to see a movie. Didn't Mom tell you?
Oh, but we need you here tonight.
What?
Well, Connie's sick. Yeah, Mom didn't know.
Cassidy, I need to call you back, okay? Right, bye. Dad, I've been wanting to go to this movie for weeks.
Which one is it?
It's called A Love, A Leg, and a Lisp. It's about this famous ballerina who breaks her leg and falls in love with her orthopedic surgeon who has this speech impediment.
Wow. Ooh, wouldn't want to miss that.
Dad, it's not just the movie. I hardly have any time with my friends anymore. In fact, I hardly have any friends anymore.
You know what, honey? I think we've got a break in the schedule next week. Tell you what, you can go then, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, let's see. The first meeting is at 6 tonight. Now, we need to set up coffee in the hallway and in the back of the room. Oh, and don't forget the creamers this time.
I won't. Which group is it?
Oh, let's see. It's the Society for Mental Improvement and Living Enthusiastically. SMILE, for short.
SMILE. Whoopee.
Whoopee!
Hey, George, you happy today? You better believe it, big guy. Back at ya. Because I'm thinking positively.
Oh, brother.
Hey, and how are you there, puppy girl?
Me? Annoyed.
Great! Say, Jerry!
Hey, Howard!
What planet did these people come from?
Isn't this a happy day?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, yes, you.
I'm sorry, but I'm just not real happy right now.
Oh, believe it or not, I can relate to that.
You can?
Oh, yes. Well, I used to be a dried-up, cynical, prune-faced, miserable creature just like you.
Oh?
And then I went to my first SMILE convention. Oh, I had so much fun, and I was so happy. I couldn't wait to come back.
Well, what do you people do anyway?
Well, we go to SMILE conventions.
Okay.
Oh, it's where we learn how to be positive people in a very negative world. Oh, we got wonderful speakers and books and tapes and videos and board games and refrigerator magnets. Oh, and I made a lot of friends at these things. Well, every time we get together, I...
Buddy!
George!
Oh, I've been looking all over for you and Henry. Where is that happy guy?
Oh, he died last year.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I just gotta remember to think positively.
You're so right.
Hey, did you hear that rumor about somebody very special coming tonight?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. Who it is?
Oh, I don't know, but it's a sure thing. It's someone who can think positively.
Yep, positively disgusting. Sir, could you please hold that door for me?
Hey, I'd be happy to. Get it? Happy? Smile?
Oh, yes. I get it. Happy smile. Dad,
mm-hmm.
What is this cake for? It's huge, and it's ugly, and
it's really
yellow.
It's the local Smile Club's 25th anniversary. A guy's supposed to jump out of it and yell surprise.
You mean, there's a guy in the cake right now?
No, but he's supposed to show up soon, so we'll be watching for him. He's the national president of Smile.
You want me to watch for him?
Mm-hmm. You'll be pushing the cart out with the cake on it.
And him inside?
And him inside.
Oh, joy.
Aubrey?
Dad, this place is bad enough as it is, but these people are driving me positively nuts.
Okay, look, we'll talk about this later. Right now, you've got a job to do.
Yes, sir.
And I've got to set up the recording equipment. They actually want copies of this stuff. Honey, keep an eye on the cake.
Okay, keep an eye on the cake. Hurts my eyes to even look at that.
Oh, hello there.
Hello. You must be one of the happy smilers.
Happy smilers?
The meeting's already started. You can go in the back way through that door.
Oh, no, I'm supposed to be late. I'm the guy that's going to jump out of the cake.
You are?
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, aren't you a little old to be jumping out of a cake?
What? Is there an age limit?
No, I wouldn't do it at my age either. It's kind of silly.
Well, now, is that so?
Hey, has anyone seen Guy? Guy, you're here!
Hello, Howard.
Guy, you're on in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! You're supposed to be in the cake, for crying out loud.
Well, I may need a little assistance here, don't you know?
Let the coffee girl help you, and I've got to get back to the meeting.
Fine. You go on to your big meeting, Howard.
Splendid idea. But remember, 4 minutes to go, Guy. T-minus 4 minutes and counting. Oh, remember, you pop out of the cake when I call your name right after the song. Hey, kid, how's my hair?
It looks platinum.
Great. Oh, by the way, Guy, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Here, I'll help you get in the cake.
Oh, thanks. Oh, what's your name, by the way?
Aubrey. Aubrey Shepherd.
Well, nice to meet you, Aubrey. My name's Guy Schaefer.
Nice to meet you too, Mr. Schaefer.
Please, call me Guy.
And just before that very special announcement, let's all sing our national smile theme song.
Oh, that's my cue. How do I look?
Like a man being swallowed by a giant canary.
Yeah, I figured as much. Well, let's get this over with. Will you do the honor of putting the top on, please?
Sure. How can you breathe in there?
No, don't worry. If I get into trouble, I'll just eat my way out.
As part of the 25th anniversary of our local Smile Chapter, I'm very humbly proud to present to you a very special anniversary cake that I designed myself using nothing but a powerfully creative imagination, 47 pounds of neon yellow frosting, and a spatula. And it's right there at the back of the room. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I feel the love. And now, the moment we've all been holding our collectively bated breath for, please join me in giving a great big smile welcome to the composer of the Smile theme song. Yes, it's the national president and founder of Smile USA, that happy guy himself. That's right, Mr. Guy Schaefer.
Surprise!
Would somebody please hand that man a microphone?
Thank you. It's a positive pleasure to be here with you.
Guy?
Oh, no!
Quick, somebody call 911. Oh, this is not good.
Okay, step back. Clear the way. I know CPR.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club is the online place for your Adventures in Odyssey fan. And with a 2-week free trial, you can listen to over 800 audio dramas, plus exclusive member content and activities. Start your free trial today at aioclub.org/free trial.
Aubrey?
Oh, hi, Mr. Riley.
Your dad said you'd be here. You did a good thing jumping in to help Guy like that. We're all right proud.
How is Guy?
Well, he's doing all right at the moment. The doctors say it looks like a mild heart attack. He's in good spirits, though. In fact, he'd like to see you so he can thank you in person. He said to tell that Happy Smiler girl not to make any excuses about coming.
Yeah, the Happy Smiler girl. That's me, all right. So, how are you feeling?
Actually, I'm getting along pretty well, all things considered.
What did the doctor say?
They tell me it was a heart attack, but they're not sure how much damage was done. They've got to run some more tests.
Oh. Mr. Riley said you wanted to see me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I wanted to thank you for saving my life.
You're welcome.
Pretty handy, your knowing CPR like that.
I wanted to become a lifeguard, and I learned all that stuff. But then we moved to the Timothy Center, and of course it doesn't have a pool.
Pool or no pool, I'm glad you did it. I appreciate your honesty, too.
My honesty?
Well, I go to these smile get-togethers, and everyone's... Well, they're so...
Fake, artificial, annoying?
Happy is the word I was after.
Oh.
But it was refreshing to meet someone who says what's really on her mind. You don't pretend to be happy.
Why should I pretend to be what I'm not?
That's a good question. Though some people say you have to do it from time to time.
It seems like your happy smilers do it all the time.
Do you really think so?
Sure. I mean, I can't believe they're really as happy as they say.
Why not? Some people are always unhappy, and we don't think they're faking it. Or are you?
What?
Really unhappy.
Who says I'm unhappy?
Just an impression I get. Are you?
Sometimes. Most of the time.
Why?
Well, a couple of years ago, life was okay. My dad was making pretty decent money and things were, you know, good. Then Mom and Dad became Christians and everything turned upside down. And to make things worse, they decided to give up all their success and get back to basics. That's when they took the job at the Timothy Center. So we gave up everything and came here to live a life of woods and homey clothes and making coffee for strangers.
I live in a big city, so that sounds pretty good to me.
You can have it.
Are your parents happy?
Well, yeah, that's the weird part. They're really happy, but not like your club.
What's the difference?
My parents don't put on smiles and pretend like things are good when they're not. I mean, even when things are tough, they're still happy. In their own way.
So you think my group is made up of a bunch of phonies. People who aren't happy but act like they are.
Yeah, I guess.
But here you are in a situation that would make a lot of people happy, like your parents. But you act like you aren't.
Hey, I'm not pretending to be unhappy.
You aren't? Are you sure? Being miserable is an easy habit to take on.
And being happy is an easy thing to fake.
Well, then, I suppose that gives us both something to think about.
It does?
Yeah. Come back and see me, Aubrey. Will you do that?
Sure, if you want.
I do.
All right! Let's hear the smile song one more time.
Happy, happy, happy. We are all so happy. We are all so happy all day.
Aubrey?
Dr. Crow.
No, it's me, big guy.
Oh, Howard.
You got it. Guy, I know you're in deep pain and suffering and all that, but on behalf of all the smile clubs across the vast and fruited plains of our beloved country, I present to you this giant 6-foot happy smile card. Ta-ta!
Howard, I appreciate the gesture, but I really don't want that in here right now, if you don't mind.
You what? Come on, what's wrong here, Mr. Happy Guy? Sure, you had a little setback, but it's time to turn that frown upside down. Time to suck in your gut, puff out your chest, keep your chin up, and slap a great big smile across your face from ear to ear and say...
Howard?
Yes?
Get out.
Get what?
Get out. I'm fed up with the slogans, the cheers, the songs.
But hold on here. These are your slogans, your cheers, and your songs. You spent your whole life developing this material.
That's right. Going from convention to convention to convention. Smile has been my passion, my career, my family, my home.
That's right!
No, it's not right. I've made a great living, but a lousy life. And what's the result?
Well, for one thing, lots of slogans, cheers, and songs. And lots of really positive people who sing lots of positive slogans, cheers, and songs. It's your legacy.
Some legacy. Oh, yes, I've helped lots of folks to think positively, and that's good, I suppose. But it's like I've spent my life raising a bunch of parrots. They say all the right things, things that make them sound good. But what's going on inside here, where it counts? What good is being happy if it's shallow, without a foundation?
Guy, you're really starting to worry me. I think you just need to remember your own words and think positively, huh? Guy, come on.
Lots to think about, Howard.
I think you're thinking too much. Look, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, Howard.
Oh, hi. Is Mr. Schaefer all right?
Hey, the coffee girl. Well, Guy's doing fantastic. Just a tad on the tired side. But he's doing awesome. Bye now.
Bye. Mr. Schaefer?
You mean Guy?
Yes, Guy. Is it okay to come in?
Absolutely.
Is everything okay?
Getting better all the time. Why?
Just wondering.
Have you thought any more about the conversation we had yesterday?
Not really.
I have. I've thought about it a lot. We're an interesting mix, you and I.
We are?
Mm-hmm. Tell me something, Aubrey. You explained what your parents believe and everything they did because of it. But I'd like to know what you believe.
You know, I don't really know. What do you believe?
I don't really know either. But for the first time in my life, I can admit that I don't know. I'm not so sure I believe in being a happy smiler anymore. There's got to be more to life than that. Just like there has to be more to your life than being unhappy. Both are a waste of precious time. So, maybe we should figure out what the truth is.
This is because you had a heart attack, right? You want to know the meaning of life.
Maybe. Life seems awfully short to me now. I hate to think of wasting another moment, especially since I don't have many left to waste. But you have a whole lifetime ahead of you. It's not too late to make a change.
What kind of change?
Maybe you should ask your parents.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Dad?
Oh, morning, Aubrey. Boy, you slept in late. I couldn't sleep last night.
I was thinking... So, what's that you're working on?
Oh, just dubbing some copies of speeches and stuff for the Smilers. They want them done today before they leave.
Today? But they're supposed to be here for another 2 days.
I know. They changed their minds. They canceled the rest of their meetings.
Why?
I don't know all the details. They had an emergency meeting last night in... hold on a second, honey. Okay. Anyway, they decided to disband the rest of the convention. Too much negativity going on. I don't know, something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and they've launched a petition to remove Guy as president.
What? That's awful.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Was there something you wanted to talk to me about?
Huh? Oh, well, I was thinking and...
Howdy.
Come on in, Tom.
Hi, Mr. Riley.
Hello, Aubrey. I was on my way to the hospital and wanted to ask you if you wanted to come along.
Well, actually, I don't know. I haven't helped out much here, and
the guy would really like to see you. In fact, there's something he wants to tell you. Okay with you, Ben?
Sure.
What's this all about?
You'll see. Well, that's strange. He was here when I left him last night.
What's wrong?
Well, look for yourself. The room's empty. Nurse, excuse me.
Yes?
We're looking for Guy Schaefer. Do you know where he is?
Mr. Schaefer, are you family?
What? No, but we've become pretty close friends. Why? Did something happen?
I'm sorry, but he had a severe heart attack very early this morning. The damage was too great. He couldn't take it.
You mean he's dead?
I'm sorry.
Heaven have mercy.
I can't believe it. I thought he was getting better. He seemed fine yesterday.
Well, I knew from the doctor that his heart was in pretty bad shape, but I had no idea it was that bad.
I didn't even get to say goodbye.
I'm sorry.
Well, you said he wanted to tell me something. Do you know what it was?
Actually, I do. Guy wanted you to know that he accepted Jesus last night.
He did?
He told me that he wanted to do it because of you.
Me?
Uh-huh. Something you said about your parents got him to thinking about things. He had a lot of questions, and, well, I did my best to answer them. Then we prayed together. Because of you.
Me? Hi, Dad.
Oh, hey, kiddo.
Are you still making copies of the meetings?
Yes. And if I have to listen to that song one more time, I'm going to throw this machine out the window.
Now, Dad, remember, you've got to think positively.
You're up kind of late again, aren't you?
Yeah. I keep thinking about Guy.
I'm so sorry, honey. I know the two of you became friends.
Yeah.
You know, I am glad he got to meet Jesus before it happened.
Dad?
Mm-hmm?
Do you ever have any regrets?
Regrets about what?
About giving everything up and coming here?
You know, not really. I mean, we're doing what we think God wants us to do, and, well, that's enough for us.
Are you happy?
Ooh, happy? Not when I have to listen to that song over and over again. Oh, honey, I don't put a lot of stock in being happy. I'd rather have joy. Last longer. Why? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I was just wondering.
Aubrey, tell me something, honestly. What is all this doing to you?
Honestly, I don't know. But I think it's time to find out.
You know, Aubrey's had her ups and downs, but now it sounds like she's heading in the right direction. One thing's for sure, she's got some important things to think about. What do you think? We'd love to hear from you. Just send your card or letters to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Happy Smilers. That address, once again, is Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Happy Smilers was written and directed by John Beebe. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.